Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Yes, you are once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Saturday, March 21st, 2020, with your host, Brother James Brown Jr. And yes, we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock p.m. until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, as I always say, and especially for the first-time listeners on tonight, because this is a worldwide ministry, and we constantly have new listeners tuning in, and for this I am grateful. So please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with the man of God in the presence of Pastor Norman King, my first cousin. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth God's word very shortly. So you want to make sure you have your Bibles, your pens and paper to take notes as we go through God's word together on tonight. We always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me at this time, because again, we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. It is in his name, once again, we come on tonight to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that you're not like man. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and earth in your hands, and you are in total control at all times. So we give you glory and honor in the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. Heavenly Father, we come now asking in the name of Jesus that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, my guest on tonight, Pastor Norman King, his entire family, and every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ all over the land that are tuned in, Heavenly Father, to this ministry, a worldwide platform. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, because your word lets us know, your word tells us that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we are grateful for your Son, Jesus Christ, We thank you for his shed blood on the cross that redeems us from our sins, and we can be in good standing and fellowship with you, and we can be able to continue to move in and walk in and live in and fulfill our individual God purposes in the earth for your glory because of the work that Jesus Christ has done on the cross, that we can be forgiven of our sins and our transgressions. Now, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will move by your Spirit on tonight through your man of God, Pastor Norman King. We pray, Lord, that your word will go forth with power on tonight. Should there be any listener that's tuning in on tonight that is not saved in Jesus' name, who do not have a personal relationship with your son, Jesus Christ, it is our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said on tonight that will touch their hearts, Lord, through your word, that they will be able to open their own mouth, confess their sins, and acknowledge their sinners, and they need to be saved in Jesus' name. And they will ask your son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we continue to lift up all those that are believed on tonight, comfort and strengthen as only you can in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we also ask that you will continue to move by your Spirit, because we know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders even today. So touch, heal, and deliver those all over the land, Heavenly Father, that are sick and afflicted. In Jesus' name we pray. So now, Lord, we pray and ask that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you will have your way on tonight, that you will be glorified even more through this ministry and worldwide platform is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless each listener. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts, because we know that you already know what we stand in need of. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that there is nothing too hard or impossible for you to do. We know that with you all things are possible through Jesus Christ. So we continue to stand on our most holy faith, Heavenly Father, knowing that you are in total control at all times. So have your way on tonight, that you alone will be glorified is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. All those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, tonight we do have another spiritual food for thought, which comes to us saying on tonight, no matter what's going on, remember God is still in total control. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. No matter what's going on, remember God is still in total control. I'm asking all listeners, please go to blogtalkradio.com/service ambassador vessels. And once you get there, please click on and follow this ministry and worldwide platform. There's a few steps that you will have to take in order to click it on, that you are agreeing that you would like to be one of those that are following this ministry and this worldwide platform. So I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com. Again, I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com. Again, I'm asking all listeners, if you'll please go to blogtalkradio.com/service ambassador vessels and click on follow. There is a few steps that you would have to do before you can click on follow. And I would greatly appreciate it if you would do that for me, because this worldwide ministry and platform is growing. And this ministry is growing, and we just give God the glory, honor, and praise for it, because we know that it is of his doing, and we are so grateful on tonight for another opportunity and another chance to come forth over the worldwide platform to deliver another word from the Lord. So I'm going to say unto the listeners on tonight, for those of you that are struggling with what the world is going through and experiencing on tonight, this worldwide virus that's going around, it's taking the lives of many people around the country, around the world. But we have to stand on our faith knowing that God is still in control. And we're going to continue to lift up all those families that have lost loved ones and that are losing loved ones all over the land, because this is real. And we thank God that, again, that he is in total control. He did not do this, but sometimes he allowed things like this to happen to get our attention, to get mankind's attention in order to draw us back to him. Because sometimes we get so caught up in the world, in the world situations, that we forget about who God is. And he do have a way of getting our attention. And even if it means you have to shut down everything and have people to be homebound in their own homes for days and weeks, maybe even months at a time, by the millions around the world, people have to be isolated from the outside world. So God is speaking through this virus on tonight So don't take it lightly or for granted. So in the meantime, we're still going to give God glory. We're still going to give God honor and praise because what? He is still worthy to be praised. In the midst of it all, no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're experiencing on today, we got to remember God's word. We got to remember and stand on this promise that there will be glory even after this virus has been put under control, that God is going to still get the glory, and there will be glory even after this. So I'm going to go to our music break on tonight, because for such a time as this, we as the body of Christ, we need to be praying one knee for another. So we're going to pray for you all listening on tonight. Pray for me. I pray that you enjoy the music break. And I know that Pastor Norman King is on his way home from work right now. He should be coming on the air very shortly. So in the meantime, we're going to play our music break song, Pray For Me. And we're going to come back. And after that, hopefully Pastor Norman King has dialed in and we can yield the mic to him so we can go right directly into God's word. So I do pray, again, that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries. Once again, is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth God's word very shortly. Enjoy the music break.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Did you hear what he said in that song? It's an urgent request. And if there was ever a time that it's an urgent request, it's right now. But the time that we're living in is an urgent request that we pray ye one for another, that people do not, those that are in the body of Christ, don't succumb to fear, because God is still in control. But and also remember that God gave us common sense. So when we do what here, we have to abide by the laws and the rules. We have to abide by the laws and the rules just like everyone else. So we must remember that when our governors or our mayors or those that are above us and those that are in government positions, when they give us the orders that we have to abide by to try to help eradicate this virus, then we need to do our part. If it means staying at home, if you when you know you're sick, don't be going out in the public. And see, it's gotten to the point now that God is getting everybody's attention, even the body of Christ. But church people can't even come together in sanctuaries like on tomorrow. A lot of churches are closed down because, again, God is trying to get everyone's attention. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, talking about those that are in the body of Christ. We do have sometimes have some wicked ways. He said, if we would turn from our wicked ways, you know, we can call upon him, and he will forgive our sins, and he will heal the land. So that's what we stand in need of right now, for this land to be healed once again, and only God can heal the land. So that's why we need to continue to pray one for another while we're going through this experience of this worldwide virus. So, again, even as we are in the body of Christ, we should have to use common sense. God gave man common sense, again, to listen to those that are in charge and over us, even to our, from our government officials down to our local officials. When they tell us to do different things pertaining to our health and for the safety of us and our loved ones and all those around us, we must abide by them and do what they tell us to do so we can all be on one accord, that God, through it all, will get the glory. And there will be glory after this, after this virus has passed. God will be even more glorified, I do believe, and for his name's sake. In Jesus' name, we are now ready to receive Pastor Norman King. I see he has dialed in, so we're going to yield the mic now to Pastor Norman King. Once again, he is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you and our listeners. I do pray and hope that you have your Bibles and pen and paper ready to follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's such an honor and a privilege to be on the air, on the net, however you want to characterize it. But I'm humble and I'm grateful to God, first of all, because he saw fit to give all of us, if you hear me, another chance to share his word. Amen. To listen and hear his word. Amen. The Bible said, well, two or three is gathered together his name, he's there in the midst. So I thank God, amen, for this time that he has allowed me to be here. And I don't take it lightly. I'm very passionate and humble for the ministry God has called me unto. I'm grateful for my cousin, Brother James Brown, amen, as he has that fire, amen, that will, you know, the Bible says, talk about if you delight yourself in him, he should give you the desire of your heart. So he always desired to be all we can be for the Lord, and God granted him in God's time, amen, the time in which you have to be able to share on this worldwide platform the word of God, amen. As I come to you tonight, I want to thank God again, and we're going to go into prayer. Father, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, our Redeemer, we are most grateful for you, and we love you, we adore you, and we know that we cannot do anything without you. It's because your grace and your mercy that we even here right now sharing your good news, your gospel. We thank you, Father God, for this. We pray that your word will go out where we know it won't turn void because your word says so. But I pray that the listeners, Father God, will just have the undivided attention to hear not me, but you through me. If the word that you have given me to speak on this night, it may be food for them, and someone who don't know Christ will accept Christ, and someone who's been wayward, Father God, they come back in a right relationship with you tonight, Father God. We pray these blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Tonight, as we look at Lamentations, the third chapter, I'll be reading 21 through 25. King James, it says, this is Jeremiah speaking. He says, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. 22, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Come on, somebody. Because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. Thank God for the reading of his word. And tonight, I want to come from a topic. Trust God. Just that simple. Just trust God. Now, I'm going to give an illustration from the Word of God, and you can apply it to how it fits with you and inside the kingdom and outside the kingdom. But it all boils down to we who is the head and not the tail, the people of God, that we are supposed to be examples. Amen? Trust God. Period. With all what's going on in the world. Amen. Not just the United States or a couple of countries, but this is a worldwide, pandemic. I may be not saying it right. Amen. But anyway, that means a worldwide disease. Amen. Well, I'm not focused on that. I'm focused on the word. Amen. The word that Jeremiah, amen, began to experience. Now, we're going to deal with verse 21 through 25, but prior to this, this man spent 40 years trying to get people to hear about what was coming. 40, that's a long time, 40 years. And what was coming was because of sin. Amen. Our world. Let's deal with the world, because this is a world pandemic. Amen. Our world is engrossed in sin. Amen. And if you follow the word of God, I say if, that's a big two-letter word, ain't nothing new under the sun. It is written, these things shall come to pass. Amen. Look at the verse it says. It said, his mercies are new every morning. See, that's a blessed hope, my brothers and sisters. Amen. That's a blessed hope right there. His mercies are new every morning. Amen. So as I look, Jeremiah, he was going through, y'all. In the face of affliction, Jeremiah pointed the people to the source of salvation. Is that not what we should be doing today, my brothers and sisters? In the midst of everything going on, we should point the people to the source of salvation. God is our Savior, the rescuer, the deliverer of all who are suffering painful afflictions. Come on, church. Amen. Can I teach tonight a little bit? Three facts about the Lord should encourage all the afflicted to turn to Him for salvation and deliverance. Now, I told folks the other day, I said, if there's anyone who didn't believe in God, they ought to believe Him now. This is a worldwide thing. God is love and full of compassion. In fact, it is because of the Lord's great love that the human race is not consumed. That's what the word said, y'all.
Amen.
I'm going to say it again. It's because of His great love that the human race is not consumed and wiped off the face of the earth. Come on. People have become so wicked and have filled the earth with so much immorality, lawlessness, and violence that they deserve judgment and condemnation. So what we're going through now, my brothers and sisters, is the same thing that Jeremiah was faced with back in the biblical days. Come on, amen? I told you, it's nothing new under the sun. But remember this, God loved the world. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, amen, that whosoever shall believe in Him shall not perish but have what? Everlasting life, opportunity, amen? So, but God loves the world. That is why He kept His promise to send the Savior into the world. For what? To provide salvation for people. Let's talk about His mercy again. God's great mercy or love is a never-failing love that remains loyal and constant. Come on, y'all. The Lord's compassion, what? It never fails. There's a lot of things we deserve, but His mercy endures forever. Amen? The Lord's compassion never fails. Therefore, He cannot totally forsake mankind. Come on. See, that's why it's so important to study the Word of God. So when you hear stuff spoken out, you know. Amen. And see, one thing, let me just elaborate on the Holy Ghost, huh? It's impossible for us to remember a lot. But there's one called a comforter. There's one called the Holy Spirit that will bring things back to your remembrance. Amen? So God cannot forsake mankind. His heart, I'm talking about God, His heart is always filled with compassion for the human race. And He offers everyone who truly follows Him a fresh supply every day. Come on, church. That is awesome right there. It's awesome to know that God supplies us a fresh supply. Come on, y'all. Huh? Every morning. Amen. Every day. Come on, church. I just get excited. I mean, you know what? Just to know this. Come on, church. Amen. Second, God is faithful. Therefore, come on, follow me now. Any true follower of the Lord will be saved. Hallelujah. It don't matter what pandemic is going on from whatever. Hallelujah. We got to know that one thing for sure is we got to trust God. Amen. The Lord will never fail anyone who truly trusts in Him. Although believers walk through life bearing the painful afflictions that are the common lot of everyone on earth, they will always have I'm talking about the believer now. We will always have the presence of the Lord with us. Come on, huh? Believers, if you are a believer, this is talking about you. believers can trust the great faithfulness of the Lord. Amen? The mention of God's great faithfulness suggests the thought that even when believers face the afflictions of death, the Lord will faithfully deliver them right through the portals of death into his own presence.
Yes, Lord.
God is faithful. According to 1 Corinthians 1:9, it says, God is faithful by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen? Another verse, 1 Peter 4:19 says, 1 Peter 4:19, it says, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit to keeping their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. Good God Almighty. I'm telling you right there, huh? Another verse I'm going to give before I continue on is Deuteronomy 7:9. Deuteronomy 7:9 says, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Now, the reason why I'm taking my time and I'm going this way before I get to the meat is that you cannot experience this unless you're grounded and rooted in the Word of God. Because you'd be like a ship without a sail.
Mm-hmm.
Someone called me the other day and said to me, they said, Pastor, I'm so confused. I'm just so confused. And can you help me? I said, now, you say, can I help you? Now, how is it that you want me to help you? And the person told me, said, well, I just want you to just give me a word. I said, you really want a word? Yeah, I was kind of baiting them a little bit, right? He said, I really, really want a word. I said, okay. All right. I kind of knew a little something about what they was going through. Amen. But, see, God has a way, y'all. It's mighty sweet. Amen. So the Holy Spirit sent me over there. Now, James 1:8. And I'm going to read it in God's Word. Translation says, a person who has doubt is thinking about two different things at the same time. King James says a double-minded person, right? And can't make up his mind about anything. The King James says a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. Amen? So I'm saying this to say, this word that I'm talking about right now, it can help you in such an awesome way if you know what thus said the Lord. And then God is putting us in a position, y'all, to be able to tell people what is written. I don't want to hear what they're talking about on Wall Street. They don't really want to hear what they're talking about in D.C. Come on, church. We are the head, the tail.
Amen.
You better hear God. You better hear God. I'm going to say it for a third time. You better hear God. What is God saying? I told him I was there at church. I said, you know what? Listen, ain't nobody talking about God. But guess what? It's not the world's responsibility to talk about God. It's ours. It's ours. It's we, the people of God. It's our responsibility to lift up holy hands, to lift up the name of Jesus. Jesus said, if I be lifted, I'll draw all men unto me. Jesus said that. So it's our responsibility to speak what thus said the Lord. And just like Jesus said in me and Kiffin, he said, it is written. We both say the same thing. But in order to say that, you got to know. Come on, y'all. Come on, huh? In order to say it, you got to know it.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
It is written. I told somebody the other day, it says, you got your toilet paper. I said, huh? You got your toilet paper? I said, well, I got a couple of eight roll packs back there. Yeah, but you got to go. I said, hold up, bro. Hold up now. Let me tell you something. We said, what's that? I said, I'm covered. It's not to say that we're not supposed to acquire things. But what's your root? What's your foundation? My root and foundation is that I know God got me. And we have to trust God. We have to trust and know that what? He got us. Amen? God is faithful. I'm going to say it again. And any true follower of the Lord will be saved. The Lord will not fail anyone who trusts in him. That's the word, y'all. For it says that it is impossible for him to lie. Amen? It is impossible to lie. God is faithful. He's faithful. The very presence of God will save believers. Amen? When believers truly trust the Lord, he becomes their portion.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? He becomes their inheritance. Even when believers suffer severe pain or forsaken by anyone and are stripped of all worldly possessions, they can declare what? The Lord is all I have. Amen? Because true believers always have God present with them. Come on, church. It's one thing to say this, but we got to know this. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We can wait upon the Lord and place our hope totally in him. Amen? The Lord will either strengthen them to walk through the painful affliction or else deliver them from the affliction. Amen? Now, see, a lot of people doing a lot of talking right now, right? But let me share with you what Hebrews 13:5 says. Hebrews 13:5 says, let your conversation, that means your conduct and behavior, be without covetousness. And be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen? So with all this pandemic stuff going on, you better be in check with what you're talking about. Who are you listening to? Amen? God is our hope. Can I get a witness? I'm going to say again, God is our hope. Amen?
Yes, he is.
He is our hope, and we got to trust him, right? See, Jeremiah, in the face of affliction, and Jeremiah was going through now, he felt like he was just used and abused, amen? So in the face of his affliction, Jeremiah encouraged the people to seek the Lord and his salvation. Now, that's a question I want to ask you tonight. Brothers, sisters in Christ, in the midst of everything you may be experiencing with all what's going on in your life, can you still encourage people to seek the Lord and his salvation? Amen? Let me remind you something. Although the Lord judges people for the terrible sins, look, that's God's business. That's God. God will judge people for their terrible sins. But check this out. He will save all. In the midst of all that, he will save all who truly seek him and his salvation. So
yes,
Jeremiah, he began to show some examples, amen. He said, people must place their hope in God. My question to you tonight, my brothers and sisters, do you place your hope in God? Amen. Let me bring the verse back up. Just give me a second. Bring it back up. I want to reference this as I'm coming with this word. Amen. Let me look at verse 25. Okay. 25 says, the Lord is good to those who wait for him and to anyone who seeks help from him. Amen. But let me back up a minute. Let me back up because I want to make sure I reemphasize this verse 21. The reason, this is Jeremiah speaking, the reason I can find hope is that I keep this one thing in mind. And that, he was talking about the Lord's mercy. So, see, if Jeremiah wouldn't have had a relationship in the midst of his dark days, his dark moments, amen, he had hope, y'all, amen. Sometimes we have to remember what God did for you before, he'll do it for you again. Amen?
Yes, Lord, I'm a witness.
And it's not if, because he already have. Come on, huh? He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So, Jeremiah, I mean, I love how this is said, this quoted out. As a matter of fact, let me bring this back up. Just give me a second here, amen. Let me bring it back up. Praise God. Let me bring it back up. Amen. Okay. The King James said this way, verse 21, Lamentations 3. This I recall to my mind. therefore I have hope. See, we got to have God, have a God consciousness. Amen? No matter what you may be going through in your life, Brother James, it's like you got your experience you're going through right now. But see, one thing about your experience, you know God is faithful. And he's just.
Yes, he is.
Amen. And you can recall in your mind, amen. Just like Jeremiah said, this I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. I have hope. I have hope in the midst of everything going on. He said, I got hope. Amen. And look at verse 22. Verse 22 says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. So Jeremiah is saying, if it weren't for God's mercy, I'd be gone. We all be gone. We'd be just demolished. We'd be destroyed. Even right now, with this pandemic going right now, if it had not been for God's mercy right now, this whole world would be gone right now. But we got to remember what the Word of God says. It is written, certain things shall come to pass. Come on, come on, church. Come on, church. You got to know what the Word says. Amen? But we got to understand that this is Jeremiah thinking back then, y'all. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion is what? Fails not. People must place their hope in God. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
We got to trust God. We got to trust God. Amen? Listen, people must wait quietly for salvation and deliverance. Quit running your mouth all the time. Come on, huh? Quit getting tossed to and fro. Amen? People are not to complain about, people are not to complain about their affliction, but rather remain quiet and reverent as they wait for the Lord to save and rescue them. Quit talking about your problems. Quit talking about your issues. That's what Jeremiah was conveying. He said, you got to be quiet sometimes, huh? Quit complaining. Sometimes you may be running low on water, toilet paper, whatever, but quit complaining and but just trust God. Amen?
Yes.
So this is what Jeremiah was saying, the same thing back then. He said, people are complaining about their affliction. He said, instead of complaining, remain quiet and reverent as you wait for the Lord to save you. Amen? John 6:43. This is what it says. John 6:43. Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. Come on, church. Huh? See, one thing we got to know, God hears and knows everything. Amen? In the midst of all of these things that's going on right now, he know if you're complaining. He know even if you're worrying. Amen? Philippians 2:14 says, do all things without murmuring and disputing. This is the word, y'all. It is written. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I like this Psalm 46:10 where, you know, that's that be still verse. Amen. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted above the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. So we got to be still sometimes, y'all, and know that God is God. And quit put so much stock in what everybody else is saying, and you're not hearing what God has said. See, listen, it's not what God is saying. It's what God said.
Yep.
Come on, amen? God has said. But instead of hearing what God has said, we are listening to what people are saying. Amen? That's all right, church. Amen? People must bear the yoke of God's discipline. Yeah. Knowing that the painful afflictions are for a purpose. Yeah, you know this stuff happens for a reason. You know, sin brings this stuff on. Jeremiah tried to tell them, Babylon is coming, Babylon. 40 years, he's letting them know. But guess what? Nobody was listening. And some of you right now have been telling people what thus said the Lord, what is written, and they're not listening to you. I bet they listen to you now. Huh? Come on. Let's call it like it is now. Come on. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I can go on. But, you know, one thing I want to do in this message is that just say that people must humble themselves before God. Amen. There is a great hope for those who truly humble themselves before the Lord. Amen. They have the assurance of God himself that he'll save them. Amen. See, we the people of God got to be a light. Like it says in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father who art in heaven. God needs us to represent him in this midst of what's happening right now. He don't need us to be running like the world. Come on, y'all. Complaining like
Amen.
The world. Huh? So, God,
that's
I
right.
need you to be what in position.
Mm-hmm.
I love Romans 11:29. Romans says that the gifts and calls of God is irrevocable. I mean, God don't change his mind. So God allowed this to happen, y'all. Don't you know that? And being
that's
that we
right.
know
that's
what
right.
it is written, we know what's written, let's be in position, y'all, to work to perfect our God-given assignment. Amen? See, okay. Jeremiah was writing this up when he was grieving, but yet, even though he was grieving, because the word lament means a passionate expression of grief or sorrow. So even though he was going through, and he was going through, y'all, look how he was still working to get the word out that God gave him to give. Amen? So this is to be an example for us in the midst of everything, what we may be experiencing. And just say that some of you who are speaking tonight has not been walking according to God through this experience. Amen? That's why God got your ears listening to this message tonight, that you can make peace with God right now, tonight. Amen? Let this be a lesson to you, and get right with God. Amen? And for you who never accept Jesus Christ, I will open up to you tonight, Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth into righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And I want to stop right here, because it's more, but it's not for tonight. Amen. So I want to thank God for the word that's come forth. And this time I'm going to go ahead and play this song. Trust in God. We got trust in things. No matter what, we got trust in.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And as I close down, I got a few more points to close to remind you what I said at the beginning. And I want to go out with this right here. Remember, trust God. And remember, his mercies are new every morning. And remember, great is thy faithfulness. Remember, God is your hope. Remember, God will not reject his people forever, meaning that if you have stepped outside, repent, and get yourself back right with God Almighty. So, James, in your hands.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Norman King. What an awesome word on tonight for such a time that we're living in on tonight. A much-needed word. And I do pray that people have received this word on tonight. I thank God that he promised in his word that he would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. And I like what you said, and I'm touching in agreement with what you said. When you said regarding so many people nowadays, they are looking to the stock market. That's why they're hoping their trust is in the stock market. So many people today, they're hoping trust is in the president, President Donald Trump, and the White House and Congress and the government officials. They have. That's why I believe God allowed this virus to come up on the land. It's worldwide. It's a worldwide pandemic. It's a worldwide situation where people are dying by the thousands. Every day you watch the news. We need to be praying for our president because he made a statement. I saw it the other day. I did not hear this from any other source. I saw it with my own eyes, and I heard it with my own ears. That he said the other day before yesterday in a news conference, President Donald Trump said that he don't believe this is of God. This virus is of God. No, God did not allow, he did not cause it, but he allowed it to happen to get mankind's attention because we have gotten so far away from God. Just like Pastor Norman King says, so many people are putting their faith and their hope and trust in their money, in the stock market, in the government. And the government officials, and they have totally forgotten about who God is. So he do have a way of getting the world's attention. You see now the churches have even shut down. The casinos where people are going and gambling every day, they have shut down. The school systems have shut down. God is everything over in Italy, I think over a few that they have shut down that whole country. It's shut down. And now we see in the United States a few states in America are shutting down. California, they are shedding 50-something million people are isolated into their homes. So God has a way of getting everyone's attention. So we just got to remember, still in the midst of it all, give God glory, honor, and praise for who he is. He is not like man. He is still in total control. And he has a way of getting everybody's attention to let us know that he is totally in control. And for those that are backslidden, he has a way of letting you know that he, through his son, Jesus Christ, if you will only come through Jesus Christ and seek forgiveness of your sins, he will forgive you and he will restore you and he will bring you back into fellowship with him so that you will be able to continue to walk in and live in and fulfill your God purpose in the earth. So I touch and agree with Pastor Norman King on tonight. So while we are dealing with this virus, this worldwide virus, we must remember God's word. Whose report are you believing on tonight? Are you believing in the report of the government? Are you believing in the report of the Wall Street? Are you believing God's word? Are you standing on his promises? Because he did say in his word that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And once we're in his hands, then nothing can pluck us out. And I thank God for his word that lets us know that the blood of Jesus still works, and it will never lose its power. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. Thank you that the blood of Jesus is still working even today. Even in the midst of this worldwide virus, God's word is true. So who are you trusting on tonight? The word of God came through Pastor Norman King on tonight, said trust God. Because, you know, we cannot put our trust in man, because man will let you down. Man even lets himself down sometimes. I know I have, and I'm sure you have too at times. So we got to trust God. We got to trust God for who he is, knowing that all power is in his hands, and he is in total control at all times. He's sitting high and he's looking in, and he's looking low. He don't slumber, he don't sleep. And thank God that his eyes are in every place. And I just thank God, I love him, and I thank God for who he is on tonight. And I know I have witnesses on tonight that can bear witness that you too trust God, and you know that you are in his hands, because he did promise that he would never leave us nor forsake us. So continue to trust God on tonight, and I'm praying that the Lord will continue to trust the faithful doers of his word, that while we are in this worldwide situation with this virus, we can still go around and we can still spread the good news of Jesus Christ, even if you have to do it through your computer, if you have to do it through your through Google on your phone or your iPad, you can still spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's why I love this worldwide ministry and platform, that if you know anyone that may not have tuned in on tonight, you can share them. You can share this worldwide platform with them. Share this Blog Talk Radio show with them. Let them know they can go to this website, blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels, and they can come back and they can go pull up this tonight's message from Pastor Norman King. They can also pull up the Thursday night message from Pastor Eric Morfis, who is more or less touching and agreeing with the same topic almost on tonight. So all of these shows are kept in archive. That's what I love about this worldwide ministry and platform. Anyone that did not hear it on the night that it was brought forth, you can always go back to this worldwide platform through this Blog Talk Radio, and you can pull it up and you can hear what thus saith the Lord through whatever man or woman of God that he brought his word through. You can go back and you can hear what God's saying through his to his people, through his men and women of God on today, for such a time as this. So I just thank God for Pastor Norman King. I know that God's word, his word is true. It do not go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that it set out to do, because God knows who's going to be listening. So I thank you, the listener that faithfully tunes in to this worldwide platform and ministry. It is truly growing. We have over 7,000 listeners right now, and I thank God that it's constantly growing day by day. Only God knows how far and how many people it's going to reach. This is just the tip of the iceberg. So I just thank God for this opportunity to be the overseer of this worldwide platform and ministry that God is using for such a time as this, that his word is going forth with power, that the good news of Jesus Christ is still going forth over this worldwide ministry and platform. So of this, we give God the glory, honor, and praise for it. And I don't take it lightly or for granted. For every minister, every pastor, every deacon, everyone that comes forth over this worldwide ministry that deliver God's word, know that God is going to bless you. He hears you. He sees what you're doing, and he's searching every one of our hearts. He knows that what we do for him, if we're doing it from our hearts or if we're doing it just to be seen or heard from man or by man, God is searching our hearts. He is not like man. I thank God that he's not like man. So whatever you're doing on tonight, remember that even in this worldwide situation that we're dealing with now, we're facing all over the world, this virus, this worldwide virus, God is still in total control. Like I said, my spiritual food for thought on tonight, no matter what's going on, remember, God is still in total control. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, no matter what's going on, remember, God is still in total control. Aren't you grateful on tonight? I know I am. So we're going to close out tonight in prayer as we always do. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. Continue to stand on your faith. And we're going to pray on tonight that God will even help our unbelief, because sometimes even as believers, can have doubts and we can have fears. So, eternal God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, help our unbelief. Heavenly Father, even for those that may have doubts and fears, Heavenly Father, even though we're saved in Jesus' name, the enemy will sometimes put doubt and fear in our hearts. Help us to remember and stand on your word, Heavenly Father, that we can trust you at all times, because you're so full of love and compassion, and your compassions are new every morning. Thank you for who you are, Lord. Heavenly Father, again, we ask you to move by your spirit, Heavenly Father, and help us who are even saved in Jesus' name on tonight. Should there be any doubts and fears that we may have that we're not even aware of, forgive us of all of our unbeliefs and our fears and doubts that may come up on us, again, that we're not aware of, but we know all about it. So we thank you that you are a faithful God, and we are in your hands, and nothing can tuck us out once we're in the hands of Jesus Christ through his blood. Once we have accepted your son, Jesus Christ, as our personal Lord and Savior, those who are saved in Jesus' name, those that are yet to be saved in his name, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that through the blood of Jesus Christ, we thank you that it still works even on tonight, even through this worldwide epidemic, and is never going to lose his power. And we just thank you again, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times and that we've got to trust you all the way. So this, we give you glory, honor, and praise again for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because you're truly worthy to be praised, even in the midst of it all, what the world is going through right now. You're still worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Know that, again, I love you. Know that God loves you even more. The next time, continue to be blessed, Lord. Continue to hold on to God and change your hand. Good night. Thank you.